It seems like the harder I try to stay on plan, the worse my urges get. What am I doing wrong, or am I near a breakthrough? You're near a breakthrough. Your brain is just hanging on to what you've been doing. That's all that's happened. Don't be like, of course it's going to seem harder because your brain is getting ready to flip the switch to this is the new normal. Anytime, guys, that you are, anytime at all that you are going to be trying to change a habit or whatever, it gets louder before the switch happens. So just know that that's a normal part of the process. And also you can be on the lookout for, if it's feeling harder, what is your conversation that you're having? Like, I wish this part would stop. Like, I've done this like 2 weeks. I don't understand why it's getting louder. If that's happening, that's called the unnecessary suffering. That's the part that's completely optional for you. Your habit brain, though, it just sending up what it always says, like, hey, it was time to eat. Hey, this is terrible. We should just like go get a snack, whatever that is. That's the normal part. And that's the part that you can just like understand. Nothing's going wrong. This is just the part where my brain is chatting away at whatever it's going to say. That's our habit brain, guys. Whatever it's been used to using as your excuses, your justifications, your talking into it, whatever it's done, it's always going to do that. And it's going to do that for a long time. The first thing that usually happens in the process is those things come up, you start arguing. The next part of the process is those things come up, you notice you're arguing, you're like, oh yeah, we're not supposed to be doing that part. Then you stop that. The next part of the process is those things come up, you barely start the arguing, you stop, and then you start wishing that you never had to do that step. Then the next part of the process, bullshit comes up, you don't argue, you're glad that you're not arguing anymore, an argument will start, you dismiss that, and then you start really realizing, oh, I can just listen to those thoughts. I don't actually have to argue and wish them away and do all these other things. All the while, through that process, you're having overeats, and sometimes you're not having overeats. Things are just happening throughout that process. As long as you're just watching that process as all a necessary part and not saying, I'm a fucking loser. Why is everybody else in the tribe getting this but me? I'm just going to quit. Like, if that part comes up, that's called unnecessary suffering. But if you just notice, sometimes I respond and make a decision to eat, and sometimes I make a decision not to eat. I'm just going to keep going through the process. There's no reason to stop. If I'm stopping, it's because I'm giving up on the process and judging myself. If I keep going, it means that I'm willing to keep trying until the process finally starts clicking. There's so many steps in the process. Most of you think the process is, oh, okay, I've wrote my food down. I'm going to lose weight. No. That is like there's a difference between the process and the steps of the process. We tell you, like, you're going to do a 24-hour plan, you're going to eat 2 to 2, you're going to drink your water, your sleep, and you're, you know, like, we're going to do the four basics, right? The problem isn't, like, that's really all that has to happen. But the steps of that process are all the negotiation, all the things, the start and stop, the learning how to let go of judgment, all of that part. That's the part that you're in the tribe for. Any fucking fool can go out there and listen to the damn podcast and know the four basics. That's it. The problem is most people aren't, like, they don't understand, like, what I teach you. It's like, yeah, it's going to feel harder. But that's part of the process. Part of the process is that you're going to have days that you eat on plan. You're going to have days that you don't eat plan. You have to learn how to let go of the judgment steps. That's what we're teaching you in here. Nobody teaches you that outside. I allude to it outside, but we don't teach it outside. So that's the benefit of being in here.